The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Mike Soroka, how are you? Like, you know, there's so many levels and layers to how are you. Mm-hmm. There's surface, and then there's a little bit more. Give me the ones that you would like to give me. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm in a good place. I feel like an athlete. I've said it 100 times today. I feel like I'm in a place, you know, that I've been working to be in for a long time now.
Yeah.
Honestly, even better than, you know, just before I got hurt. I think I was in a place then where trying real hard, had huge expectations, and now it's just about going to compete again. So, yeah, I'm excited. It was a good off season. I got to spend at home with family, and just enjoy life for a little bit.
And I'm glad you used the word enjoy, because I think a lot of times we go, I wonder how bad it is on a given day. And it's not great every day. It doesn't matter if you're healthy or not. There are good days, not bad, you know, in life. So the idea of you saying that you enjoy what's going on, I believe you, but I think a lot of people might go, oh, but is it because of perspective? Is it
perspective? And you know, like I said, I enjoyed the fact that I got to battle for a couple of years and really go through some stuff and, you know, have it kind of be in a time compressor. You know, I got to learn a ton of things over the last couple of years and in some things that I think are going to help me compete at the big league level and stay healthy at the big league level for a long time. That's ultimately the goal. Is, you know, I want to be like Charlie. I want to be the guy that's, you know, in his late 30s, or heck, even a guy like Verlander,
old.
Scherzer.
Listen, the word is old, but
sure.
It's okay to say
in a game. Yeah,
yeah.
I absolutely. So, you know, I've always kind of looked at these last couple of years as probably hoping to save some years on the end of my career. And, you know, I'm going to try my best to make that the truth. So, yeah, enjoying rehab is a little more difficult, especially because that's all you are focused on. You know, it is your life. And it's tough not to make it that way. We talk all the time about, you know, trying to have some outlets other than baseball so that when things aren't going well, your whole life doesn't
revolve around it. It's what I do. It's not who I am.
Sure. And I still would echo that. But, you know, as a 23 to 25-year-old in these last couple of years, it is. You know, this is my time. This is my time to bear down and work to be able to set up the next few years, the next 10 years, and ultimately the rest of your life, right?
I mentioned to somebody earlier, I got to know Johnny Venters, three-surgery Johnny Venters. And the rehab is really very different. You're alone. Like, you have people supporting you, and it's not that, but you really are out of it, and for an athlete that's a little bit tougher because you've never really been out of it.
You're out of it, but I mean it's a waiting game, right? Like, you can do as many calf raises as you want a day, which I did, but it takes time, right? And sometimes you look at, like, man, I didn't get stronger this week, but then you look a month later and you're like, oh man.
And that work helped me a month later to realize that that's why the gain was made.
Yeah, it's how it happens, right? So patience was something that I think I'm going to have a ton of coming back on it. But I noticed the last couple of years, you know, patience was running thin a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, I try my best to keep that down. But, you know, when things aren't going right, it seems like everything's kind of coming down on top of you a little bit. And it is important to have that perspective to know that, yeah, I still have a chance. I just got to keep going.
So what did you do for mental acuity? Like, what did you do to keep yourself sharp? Because competition, it's different. You're competing against this list of exercises I have to do. I get all that stuff. But the adrenaline of being in a game, what about mentally? How do you...
Yeah, I don't think there's much that you can supplement the adrenaline with, which is actually kind of nice, because I almost felt like, in a way, after you get comfortable at the big league level, I always say that's the most difficult time to pitch. And I found it, you know, the back end of 19 and then even a little bit of 2020, but there was no stands, right? When you don't have that, you know, fight or flight response the same way anymore, and you're thinking, that's, to me, when this game gets hard. And that's, again, a lot of where you get used to it and you have expectations all of a sudden. Whereas when you first get called up, you know, my first year in 19 even, I'm pitching every day. I don't even know if I can compete at this level. I'm pretty sure I can. You know, I have the confidence, but I haven't been out there yet. And you're just kind of flying by the seat of your pants. And then once you get comfortable is when things really start to slow down. And I think maybe for some guys it's great, but for me it's about bringing it back to let's let the spark plug go, adrenaline jump high, and just go play. And I think I don't think I'm going to have problems with adrenaline when
no,
I come back.
No, no. We'll so, okay. So, but that, it is interesting you say that because you can't get back 60 starts. They're gone. For all intents and purposes, they're gone. And I've seen guys over the years, I've been watching for a long time, where I've been out, I want to pick up 5 wins today. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no such thing. I want to go 8-6 today.
Sure.
There's no such thing.
You're trying too much.
Right. So the next part of it is, okay, I know what the reality is. I'm 25 years old, and this is where I am.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's, you seem mature enough to,
absolutely.
Admit, you probably means you have good people around you. Honest people around you?
Yep.
Truth tellers?
Yep. Absolutely. And people that believe in you, too, is, mm-hmm. is important. But, yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's absolutely my downfall is wanting too much too fast. It always kind of has been.
Well, I don't want to bring it back. Wasn't there the whole, do you have a lap because you were lifting and God bless you. But look, whether it's fallacy or not, it was he's probably a guy who lifts more, not less. He's probably a guy that had a little more weight on, not less. Personality-wise, it sort of felt like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You attack.
And, you know, I think for where that was, I guess it was 2019 at the beginning of the year, was basically, yeah, might have tweaked it doing dumbbell rows or deadlifts was one of the two. But it was a Supra, basically, back behind
right,
here.
But we don't know that. Like, we hear. But personality-wise, it was, I bet you he was attacking it. That's not a bad thing.
No, absolutely. And now I think the last couple of years have been really big for me in understanding that, you know, I've set that base and that type of strength conditioning isn't exactly what's going to keep me going. And I think being understanding that, you know, now you're a baseball player. And there's always little reminders. Those reminders every off season that you go too far one way and you say, oops, you know what? I kind of forgot a little bit.
I'm outside the lines.
I got carried away and, you know, let's get back to baseball.
So what do you do for your arm when you're in this situation? You got to keep your leg strong, obviously. Yeah. But what do you do for your arm? So in other words,
when?
During rehab time. Because, again, it's depends. I can't do everything.
No.
But you want to make sure cuff stays good.
Yeah. Obviously, unless you're rehabbing a cuff.
Cuff, yeah.
Or an elbow. And there's always little things that you can do. And, you know, it's the same sort of thing. I've seen too much, and I've done too much arm care at one point, too much of the wrong arm care. And that's where I think people kind of get confused, is that strength conditioning in our world has been extremely important for development, but you still can do too much of one thing. And that's where, you know, you overdo it. You
and your body tells you.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, you feel it and you can't perform the same way. And then you forget and you say, okay, again, it's a little reminder.
Uh-huh.
You're a baseball player.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's tough because a lot of us saw so many gains in what we were doing off the field that translated. But then it kind of becomes a point where
it levels out
a little bit.
Well, it meets.
Yeah.
And do you really want to force?
Yeah.
Or are you smart enough to know that this is the intersection? This is where they were supposed to be.
Exactly. And I hope that's where I've gotten to. You know, it is a constant challenge. It's a constant challenge with ego, too, right? Like, you get in there, and I think most of us have all lifted the big weights at some point, and we've all thought that, yep, this is absolutely what's got me here. I'm going to keep doing it. And I think all of us that keep it going end up finding out that there becomes a time where, okay, that's not helping anymore.
No.
If anything is hurting, I'm risking things here. And that's where, like I said, I hope I've gone to, because we've heard of guys working themselves out of baseball.
And the guys who adapt, I've told this story 3 times today. I had a chance to talk to guys who, 10-plus year veterans,
mm-hmm.
and it was Scherzer, it was Kershaw, and it was 3-4 years ago, Verlander. And I just asked him, what's the difference between your days off now compared to the 22-year-old version of you? And this is really adapt or die in a lot of ways. And the big thing they all said is, I put it down now.
Yep.
I don't need to go harder just to say I went harder.
Yep.
I will put the ball down. I did what I was supposed to do. It took less time,
yep.
fewer throws. But I know me now, and that's the other part of being young.
Yep.
You think you know, and you try to gauge it, but you're going to learn as it goes along, like the heavy lifting. That's not the thing right now.
No. After a certain point, like I said, there's anything. You can overdo anything. And I think that's tough, because a lot of the stuff we do is fun, and that's the hard part about pitching, is that, like, I wish I could go out there and throw a 400-pitch bullpen every day and throw 100 and go grab a snack, rest, throw another 100, go for lunch. You know what I mean? Like, but you just can't do that like you can hitting. You gotta save your bullets, and it goes for everything. You wear it too thin. yeah, you're running out of time. But, you know, practicing some certain things that are going to help do a lot of the stuff, you know, mechanical adjustments in particular.
Are you like a track man? Like, do you?
No. And here's the reason right now is that you need to be very consistent to really get good use out of a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
And you can play around with breaking balls. You can play around with sinkers and stuff like that. And you hear great stories about guys just, oh, I just switched this a little bit. And that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I think you also got to be careful with that because the same thing, all of a sudden you're changing your grip every couple bullpens and you're not giving it a chance to actually, you know, work on it and get used to it.
And you can, if you don't have that pitch on a given day,
sure.
What switch. Am I going to do? Right.
Yeah, abandon. Yeah, exactly. And that's where you got to be careful with a lot of that stuff. And that's where, like, you know, at the end of this season, if I found, okay, everything's in a great place mechanically, health-wise, I'm good, and I want to work on, you know, let's say I just found inconsistency with my breaking ball this year, let's find out why.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying you need a sample size big enough.
I think so.
To look at it. The other thing that can happen, too, is, and who the hell was it? Got away from, you can look at the chart, 27% curveballs. Well, it used to be 8%. Was that really a good thing? Am I going to a strength or am I not?
Mm-hmm.
Am I pitching to a hitter instead of my best stuff trying to get him out?
Yeah.
It really is. There's a lot of numbers in this game, but there are certain things that you go, why would I do that?
Sure.
You did it, and then you're trying to figure out, why would I do that? Why did I actually abandon what has been my good pitch
sure.
for a while?
Well, and that's the interesting part about where we are now is that we're not only showing players what they've done, but guessing what they're about to do, right? And that's where with pitching, with rhythms and, you know, patterns starting to develop, sometimes it's okay to abandon your good one. But then, again, you go too far and
right.
you say, I had a ton of success throwing my fourth best pitch in big situations.
Oh,
they didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
But after a while, they said, hey,
that's right.
He goes to this one now. We're gonna pop one in there, and then they bite you, right?
Yeah.
And that's when you have to go the other way.
Are you cleared full?
Yep.
Pitchers, catchers.
Yep.
Let's go.
I'm gone.
Good.
Yeah,
that's the best news ever.
Yeah.
We will see you in a few weeks, Mike. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Really do appreciate it.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.